כשקר, נית כסים מתכסים בשמיכה. בחורף שלג, קר בחוץ, מתכסים בשמיכה. כשהולכים לישון בלילה, מתכסים בשמיכה. So, what do you do when you're cold at night and you're going to bed? You cover with a blanket. מתכסה, מתכסה, מתכסים, איזה בניין? מתכסים בשמיכה. So there is the physical sense of healing, and then there is a spiritual sense of healing.
I'm confused by this word simcha, because
smicha.
It's not the laying out of hands.
Yeah. No, it's not the smicha of rabbis or cantors. It's not an ordination. Ordination is with samech. Samech mem chaf is rely on.
Yeah.
So you're becoming people that we can rely on. The second you have a smicha, that means you are now not only obligated by choice, but now the whole community trusts you that you can deliver.
That's in the room. As long as they sign the contract.
It's in a different
room.
Samicha from Rabbinic and Cantorian School is with a sa. That's a sin.
Okay.
So when did blankets have everything?
That's what I was trying to make the connection to be covered by.
Samech and Sin are very difficult letters to deal with because Aramaic, for example, we have Saba in Samech, but in Rabbinic Hebrew, when they wrote, Pirkei Avot, it says, Vehadarta pnei zaken, right? And you should respect the elderly. Uvifnei seiva takum. Seiva there was with a sin. Because in Aramaic, seiva, saba, and in Hebrew, samech, saba. So in Rabbinic Hebrew, they were switching back and forth Aramaic and Hebrew, you have seiva with a sin. And that also means the someone with a saba. Okay? So we have a poem here that you're going to do on your own. Machshavot. Ani choshev, az yesh li machshava. 163. מחשבות שאינן רוצות לישון. שלא רוצות לישון. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot one verb. We have נרדם, and the opposite of נרדם is when someone wakes you up. תאיר, will wake someone up.
Does this come from
this is future tense.
Uri, that's Uri.
Oh, right.
in Hefi.
This is Hefi.
Okay, that's Hefi Leinberg. Nachon, very good.
And Nirdam is
what?
I forgot.
Nirdam fell asleep.
No. What's the
Nifa?
That's Nifa. That's Nifa. Okay, right.
Yeah, you can feel now you're being exposed to other things. Yeah? Okay. So I want you to see that Einan is equivalent to lo. Look at the title, Machshavot, thoughts. She'einan rotzot lishon. Machshavot she'lo rotzot lishon. And I want to talk to you about Ein. Ein behaves, that's right, it's not. There isn't.
There isn't.
But ain't ani, you can say ain't any. Like you say hineni, here I am, you can say ain't any, I am not here. Right? Okay. Then you can say I am not agreeing, ani lo. This ain't any means ani lo. Okay? Now, aineni doubles the ain for ain and ni, okay, for ani. So modern Hebrew just say aini, okay? Aincha, ainech, aino, aina, but also ainena. In the preposition sheet I gave you, ain is listed as a preposition that declines just because it is acting like a preposition in front of participle. In front of present tense. In front of present tense, you can say in one word the pronoun and no, and then the verb, the action. I sure am not, you are not, she is not, he is not.
So this is
ain. Ainan, the hen, lo. You see this? Right. And here you had ainan. Hen lo. Shem? Hamachshavot, the thoughts. Repeat now. Lo, hen lo, rotzot lishon. So as if you say the sentence this way. Machshavot, thoughts. Hen lo, rotzot lishon. And instead, hen lo, einan. And this can happen when this is present tense.
But here it's she'enon because...
Okay, she, it doesn't matter. That's right, because...
She'enon.
Machshavot kama she'enon also v'shon.
So just again here, the hen plus the lo gives us...
Einan.
Einan.
It's hen plus gain.
Okay, and ein can negate, is equivalent to lo only in front of present tense. Instead of in front of a participle. This is a very important note.
Say that again.
Aim equals no.
Yeah.
Or equals low.
Equals low.
Yeah.
Only in front of participle. Or you, in other words, you can say ain negates participle.
So ainly kesef.
Ainly, but ainly kesef is a possessive.
Okay.
I don't have.
Okay, that's
that was. So that's what I'm.
Ain old, but that would just.
Ain old again. There isn't any more. But I want you to think.
Is that a present tense verb?
Ain hayeladim einam ochlim aruchat tzoraim be'echat esrei hem ochlim b'shtem esrei hayeladim einam ochlim. The children do not eat.
Is that conversational usage, or it's kind of
higher Hebrew?
Yeah,
higher Hebrew. Okay.
So hayeladim
einam.
Einam. It's conjugated.
Nachon. Yeah. Declined.
It's declined.
Sorry. Einam ochlim. So it will always negate a present tense, a participle.
Excuse me.
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm totally lost. I don't know what Shabbat.
What is the noun?
It's a noun.
It's part of the word, right? The root is chet shin vet. When you think about a root in a tree, half of the tree will go to the noun system and half of the tree will go to the verb system. Comes from the verb, from the root. Roots not don't only conjugate in the verb system.
What's the infinitive for?
Lachshov.
Lachshov. So what would the shampoo la be for lachshov?
Chashiva.
Chashiva.
Thinking.
Oh. Okay.
What is a thought?
Machshava.
Machshava. It's a noun. Okay.
So that's that ma that comes in a lot of times in the nouns.
But no, ma comes in the verb system too.
Nachon, you're right. This is a mem. Yeah. It's a prefix that is commonly used for nouns.
But it's also,
it's also for
past tense.
The prefix of phrase of participles in PA in all the beginning is for paranifa. Yeah, but that's mem.
That's the question I was trying to find.
If it's a verb, it's related to a verb. Yeah. Well, that's a good question. That's an excellent question.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things. If you see a mem, you got to do a couple. There's a couple of choices.
Nahan, that's exactly right. The computer is the best example of that. Okay. How do you say a computer in Hebrew?
Machshav.
Machshev.
That which thinks.
Right? Yeah.
Machshev is a thing that thinks. Okay? Machshava is a thought that someone has.
Machshev. Okay. Thoughts that do not want to sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her thoughts.
It's a poem by Shlomit Kohen.
See, I told you that I don't go to sleep until I stop thinking.
We're going to take a break as soon as I'm reading this one. Okay. Mi nirdam balayla rishon? Who falls asleep first at night? Einayim, haraglayim, habetel o halashon? Ima omeret kodem nirdamot ha'einayim. So habetel is a stomach, lashon is a tongue. Lashon is a tongue, lashon is also a language, right?
Okay.
So the child here is wondering who is falling asleep first at night. Okay? The eyes, the legs, the stomach, or the tongue. Ima omeret, kodem nirdamot ha'einayim. Achar kach hayadayim v'haraglayim. Achar kach habeten v'hagav. Basof nirdam ha'af. Abba omer. Now listen, this is Abba omer, ima omeret. Abba omer, kodem nirdemet halashon. Rak kach efshar lishon. That's the only way you can sleep. Impossible to sleep. Acheret, otherwise, halashon tetse, tefatpet. מה שתרצה, ותאיר את כל הגוף. לפטפט, צ'יצ'ה. אני מחבא את המנועה, מתכסה בשמיכה, ושוב מדליק את המנורה, לראות איך התכסיתי בשמיכה. So mom said whatever she wants to say, dad gave his thoughts, I turn off the light, I cover myself with a blanket, I turn on the light again to see how I covered myself with a blanket. בחושך הזה, in this dark, המחשבות אינן רוצות לישון. הן רוצות לפטפט עם הלשון.
What's
לפטפט? לפטפט.
Chit-chat.
You had it on my...
Oh, yes, I see.
14. 13. Yeah. Mm-hmm. פתאום הבטן מתהפכת על הגב. It's a cute way to describe it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
יד ימין מתעוררת לגרד לי את האף. All right, the right hand is waking up to scratch my nose. מתעוררת גם יד שמאל, left hand also wakes up, להוציא מכיס הפיג'אמה, חצי מסטיק ששמרתי אתמול. So why the left hand wakes up? To get half a gum that he kept in the pocket of his pajamas from yesterday. בחושך הזה, in this
That's very nice.
אני לועס ולועס. גם מסטיק וגם מחשבות שאינן רוצות. You chew on your thoughts too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to be completely.
You answer your questions in writing. לענות על השאלות ב-164.
Writing it here,
okay.
And then we'll go over separate.
You want separate pages?
Separate page.
Then you have exercises 164,
65. Wait, 166?
Wait. You will finish the whole chapter for next time.
Now, do we need on Wednesday before Christmas or not? So we have 2 weeks. You have three,
because two no meetings is 3 weeks. So I imagine you meet me today, no matter what, because we have Lahad Liknam.
So do we finish the story also?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I want to say something about 165 Gimel. It's a dictionary exercise. You can cross off 7. Shigiya, you're going to tell me now what it is. Sheleg is what? 165 Gimel number 7. Shilgiya. How do you say snow?
Shileg.
Shileg.
Ice?
No, now I need you to think about legends, kids' legends.
This is a gerund.
It's a made-up word.
Snowing.
About kids' legends. Angel. Snow white.
Oh yeah, that's right. Snow White
is Shilgiya.
That's right.
Snow White.
Cinderella is Cinderella, but Snow White is Shilgiya. Why? Because her skin was white as snow.
How are you supposed to figure this out?
So you wouldn't, because it wouldn't be in dictionaries, and we'll learn that from experience.
But if you meet someone with skin like that, you would say...
Yeah, you can,
it's not just right,
metaphorically,
name.
You could say Mama Shilgiya. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we meet next. We do meet next.
We do not meet.
Next time is January 7th.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock. We are going to take a short break. I really need to teach you this in, because what I want you to do over the next 3 weeks is finish unit 6. But I also want you to be able to conjugate if it. If it is intense chapter here. It is a smart way to present a binyan. It is a good way to present a binyan, but it's thorough. It's like it has everything in it here. So we're going to take a break, and I'm not going to